And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Friday and Saturday, it's the 11th annual Fair Trade Mission Marketplace. It's going to be held at the Broadmoor United Methodist Church. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Rachel Scott and Marianne Von Osdale to fill us in on the details. Rachel and Marianne, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you for letting us be here.
Thanks for having us.
So let's go ahead and talk about the mission behind the marketplace, if you will. Why did this marketplace develop, and what are you all trying to do? What's the goal of this?
Well, we have seven churches in our Shreveport area that come together and to put on a what we call faith-based ecumenical market that is not only offering great products and really nice things for people to purchase, but in doing that, they are benefiting and helping organizations and individuals locally and around the world, many of whom are in poverty or in difficult situations. And these products are items that they have made oftentimes, and purchasing these things will benefit them and go back to support those organizations.
So it's like finding, you know, people who do local craft work in a country that is impoverished, and finding a marketplace outside of their country where they might not be getting, you know, much for that product, and helping them to spread the word about their beautiful craft work and stuff.
Correct. And it's been going on for 11 years. I know it's been at my church, St. Joseph's, before. And this year it's at Broadmoor United Methodist on Urey Drive.
So how many churches are involved? And tell us let's give them their props, because they're involved in this. So which churches are involved?
The churches that are involved are First Presbyterian Church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, Broadmoor United Methodist, Knoll United Methodist Church, Broadmoor Presbyterian Church, and the Cathedral of St. John Berkman's.
Oh, wonderful. And how would other churches that might want to get involved with you go ahead and contact you?
Well, hopefully they saw a blast on our Facebook page.
Right.
You know, we tried to reach out to some in Bossier. All of the vendors who are coming back this year, that were there last year, are coming back this year, so that was a good sign. Also, Holy Angels and Evergreen Life Services and the Community Renewal will have exhibitors.
Well, let's talk about some of the items that folks can find to purchase. I know I went through the list there, and there's all kinds of different things, from jewelry and pottery and woven baskets, candles. What are some of the groups that are that you're vending for, and what are their missions? So you're going to be donating or sending this money back to help people in a variety of different places all across the world, including the United States, to help help people who are impoverished. They've learned how to fish, and now they're trying to sell their fish.
That's right. Okay. That's right. And we want to support them and help them do that. One of the organizations that we have products from each year is called Equal Exchange. And these are food items from fair trade farmers all around the world. We primarily will have coffee, tea, chocolate, olive oil, and products that come from farmers from a variety of countries that in their area and on their own would not be able to sell their products for a decent price. Right. And this organization called Equal Exchange markets their products, and we order them from that organization.
Well, I have to say the chocolate is appealing to me right now. So that
it's great chocolate.
That might be where I come in, because I'm a chocolate
holic. There's some heartier items, too.
I'm sure.
Well, beans.
I'm a coffee kind of person, too. And beans, yes, definitely. So any kind of craft food. So tell us about PAL Craft Aid. What do they do there?
PAL Craft Aid is an organization that's based in Israel, and it assists Palestinians and Christian-based programs there with selling items that are made by Palestinians there, such as olive wood products, embroidery, and other variety of gift-type items through that. So we are supporting people back in that country and those who would not be able to market their products otherwise.
And how about World Finds?
World Finds is an organization that has low-income artisans from all over a variety of countries that they are trying to assist by marketing their products. And it's just a variety of types of products, jewelry, giftware. And they've also established a program called the Girls Education Fund. World Finds has started this that provides additional resources for marginalized families and for girls to be able to go to school and get an education where they may not always be able to do that.
Excellent. And how about Eighth Wonders? I'm seeing heirloom rice, aromatic heirloom rice.
And it's delicious. This is from the Philippines. So they import a variety of aromatic heirloom rices, and we get those products from them and sell them in a way that supports farmers in the Philippines. And this is something that's unique to their culture there in the Philippines. And it's just delicious. Delicious items, yeah.
If you want to add something to your culinary pantry out there, then that's
right.
A good idea.
Right, and it's reasonably priced. All of the items are reasonably priced and great for Christmas shopping.
All right. And how about CERV? What is this group?
Well, CERV is one of the first fair trade organizations in the United States. It was established in 1949 to help displaced refugees to trade their handicraft for income after the Second World War. So it's a very old, one of the first fair trade organizations. So they're very large. Today they employ nearly 8,000 artisans and farmers in over 24 countries. So when we order from CERV, we're going to get just a big variety of items that they send us, just kind of a sampler package of jewelry, giftware baskets, some food items, body products. It's just a big variety of things, but they're a very established, reputable fair trade organization that's been around for a long time. So we always have a table from CERV because we know their products are very high quality.
And here's one that intrigues me, Mayan hands, as somebody who's interested in Mayan art and culture.
Mm-hmm. These are gift items from Guatemala, from artisans there, which we have a lot of baskets from them, scarves and purses, toys. They, and many other organizations do this too, but if Mayan Hands organization uses a lot of recycled material, such as things like plastic bags that are just littered everywhere, in especially in some of these communities that don't have regular garbage pickup or whatever. Right. You're just trash everywhere. They take those bags and make them into purses and bags and a variety of items, as well as recycled denim threads and recycled vinyl from billboards. They're very resourceful in how they use items that we consider trash and make them into beautiful items. So that's something that we always love getting from them.
One of the few benefits of poverty is it turns people into artisans who might not otherwise know that you can make art from stuff. I mean, it creates ingenuity in a way, a survival ingenuity.
That's very colorful when you walk in. You don't feel like you're in Shreveport. You feel like you're in a real marketplace. And we'll have a piano player Friday night and some homemade desserts for those who come to the presale.
All right. And how about Creations of Hope for Haiti?
The products that we get from this organization are metal artwork that are made from recycled oil drums. So again, they're very resourceful in taking something that could just be something that is litter, trash, and making them into something beautiful. But it's beautiful metal artwork that comes from these artists in Haiti. And we also are going to have products from something called Trades of Hope, which empowers women worldwide to create sustainable businesses and helping them realize their potential as world changers, business owners, dream creators. That's what they say their mission is. And that will be a variety of items such as giftware, scarves, jewelry. Some of these have similar type items, but they're different and unique. And everything you purchase at the Mission Marketplace is a one of a kind, unique item.
So these are artisan wear, not necessarily manufactured.
Definitely all handmade, artisan pieces that are very unique and different than probably anything you would find anywhere else.
Absolutely. And both Sarah Bari and Rehab Rope and the Women's Bean Project, these seem to all kind of tie in together.
Several organizations that primarily benefit women, but it's actually Sari Bari, okay. Because in India, women, the dress that they wear is called a sari,
right.
S-A-R-I, and those are recycled, the fabric from those are recycled and hand-stitched into beautiful products, and many of those are jewelry and bags and scarves. But this particular program helps women that are impacted by human trafficking,
right.
And in the commercial sex trade there in India, which is a huge problem in that area. And this program is helping to provide women an option to have a develop a skill and to have an income so they have other options in their lives.
And then Thistle Farms, Heal, Empower, and Employ. What are they about?
Thistle Farms is one of our programs that we will be featuring that's in the United States, and it's in Nashville, Tennessee. They work with women who are survivors of trafficking, prostitution, and addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they created a cottage industry type program of bath and body products that the women actually make themselves and sell, and the proceeds from that go back into programs that help women. They have long-term housing, transitional housing, and programs that support women to really get on a new path of life and to just be supported and offered assistance as they move out of these addictive lifestyles and into something more positive.
Right. And you have quite a few local groups that are going to be involved in providing not just products as well.
We do. We have Community Renewal, which is a wonderful program here in Shreveport, has a program called the Adult Renewal Academy, which they have sewing classes, soap making, as well as their GED program. They'll be selling their products that will support the ongoing work of their program. Evergreen Life Services, which is also a wonderful program here, supports individuals with disabilities. They will have a variety of products, always beautiful items that they have for sale. And the United Methodist Children's Home will have its salsa and jellies that they make to support their many centers, as well as some programs through Knoll Methodist, the food pantry, and the community arts program at Knoll. There will be a large variety of programs and items for sale that it's great Christmas shopping if you want to go in and start looking for gift items for others, and perfect time to start doing that.
And for those listeners out there, we're going to make this list available on our web post for this for this spotlight today, so you can look on there and get an idea. Now, on Friday, you're actually doing an admission preview. Is this a sale, or is this where folks can come and kind of look and see what they want to buy tomorrow? Or how's that work? And then Saturday's program is free and open to the public, correct?
Yes. On Friday night, they can come and they can buy.
Okay.
They'll just get there before everybody else, before anything's picked over. And it does cost $10 admission for Friday night, but that's when we'll have some desserts available and the piano playing. And
right. And that money is, again, go to support this program and these programs.
Right. We have no budget for this event, so everything goes back to the vendors.
So this is a true labor of love in a sense.
Exactly. Yes,
okay. And Saturday's marketplace is open during what times?
From 10 to 2.
Okay.
And again, we're at Broadmoor United Methodist Church on Urey Drive, and there's no admission on Saturday. Just come in and shop, and come in early to get the best selection.
All right.
And because we expect to be busy and hopefully have good crowds.
So how do listeners who want more information go about finding more information about what might be available and about, maybe there's a special item they're looking for?
Okay, we're low budget, but we do have a Facebook page that I posted a lot of photos on of some of the items.
And that's under Marketplace?
Mission Marketplace Shreveport-Bossier, because okay. Other cities have a Mission Marketplace,
right.
But be sure and put in Shreveport-Bossier.
Okay. And is there a number that they can call?
Yes, you can call Broadmoor United Methodist Church if you have questions or want more information, and their number is 861-0586.
All right. And do you have any final thoughts you just want to share with folks?
Just please come out and shop, and know that when you're shopping, that everything you spend will be helping someone that's in poverty, or someone locally around the world, in programs that are providing wonderful services, so you can shop without guilt.
All right.
I've gotten many Christmas items there. Last year, I got some folded book art, which you might be interested in, because I know you're interested in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And one year, I got some little ducks that had a scroll in it, and I could write a message to my five nieces that they could save forever. That's just two of the unique things I can think of. And LSU does play that night, so not during the day. So anybody who's an LSU fan, come on down, because they don't play till 7 o'clock.
There you go. So you can get your Christmas shopping done early, especially if you're buying for that person who has everything. Because I guarantee you, they're not going to have any of this craft work.
Correct.
So this is a great place to find for that hard to shop
That's
for
exactly
person.
True.
So,
exactly right.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
Very much appreciate it.
You betcha. That was Rachel Scott and Mary Ann Von Osdale, who joined me in our Noel Foundation studios to discuss the 11th Annual Fair Trade Mission Marketplace. That's going to be held at the Broadmoor United Methodist Church. There is a preview on Friday night, November 2nd, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. There's a $10 admission for that. All proceeds go towards the Mission Marketplace's mission. And then the Saturday market is open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and there is no admission charge. For more information, call Broadmoor Methodist Church at 318-861-0586. That's 318-861-0586. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.